So this particular call is a pre-vacate call. What it means is that the property manager, Jeff, is going to phone the tenant before he's moving out of the property to remind him of the things that he needs to do upon vacating the property.
Ring, ring.
Hello, this is George, the tenant.
G'day, George. It's Jeff from Pro Rentals. Can you speak at the moment?
Yes, I can.
Great. I was just actually ringing about your property at 2 Smith Street that you're residing in. You're, of course, moving out of that property in about sort of 2 weeks' time. That's correct?
That's correct, yes.
Yep. How are you going with your organisation of the move out? Are you, organising your cleaners and so forth?
Sort of.
Sort of? Okay, well, I suppose that the reason for the call and to see if you're organised is I just want to make sure that there's a smooth process with your move out and that we can get your bond back to you as quickly as possible. So I might just go through a few things with you just to ensure that you are organised and we'll get your bond back as soon as possible. So number one was the general cleaning. Are you going to be doing the cleaning yourself or are you going to organise a professional cleaner to do that for you?
I thought I'd give the cleaning a go myself. I'm not a dirty person.
Sure. Well, you would have received in the vacate pack that I sent out a vacate cleaning checklist. So that details all the items that you need to clean. It's a pretty detailed list and it goes through things such as cleaning the dead bugs out of the light fittings, cleaning the window tracks, cleaning behind the, all on the skirting boards and things like that. Did you receive that vacate pack that I sent out to you last week?
Oh yeah, I think it's over there near the fridge. You'll go and get it if you want.
Yeah, go grab that now.
Oh, yeah, I got it.
So you see that vacate cleaning checklist, it's a one-page thing and it goes through all the items you need to clean. So make sure you use that checklist and tick off each item or after you have finished the cleaning, go through and just make sure all those items are done. So that's a good tip. Why that's a good tip is I, on a majority of times, have to send tenants back to do some small cleaning items. But if you follow that checklist, it means I won't have to send you back back and forth and be able to get your bond back quicker. Do you have any questions about the general cleaning checklist there at all?
No, but when you just said, what is the most common thing that a tenant misses?
The most common thing the tenants miss are, the dead bugs out of the light fittings. So your light fittings, they will actually come off there and you'll be able to wipe the dead bugs out. And also the window track. So open up your windows, your sliding windows there, and make sure that all the dirt and the dead bugs and so forth are removed out of the window tracks. Skirting boards are another thing that people forget to wipe down as well. So you'll see all those items are marked on that vacate cleaning checklist. So just make sure you go through that item by item.
Great. Well, I'll follow your advice. Thanks for that tip.
Yeah, very good. The other thing was the carpet cleaning. You've got carpets in your bedrooms there. Have you organised a carpet cleaner at this stage?
Yeah. I see that Sunline. I gave them a call.
Yep, that's right. Did you book the job in with them?
Yes, I did, yes, yep.
Very good. Well, they are a recommended carpet cleaner, so if I have any problems with the carpets after they've cleaned them, I'll chase up Sunline for that. So you just make sure you pay them for their job, and they offered a guarantee there, so they'll go back and until I'm happy with the job. So you will need to keep that carpet cleaning receipt that they give you when you pay for the job.
Great.
And hand that back when you return the keys.
Great, no problems.
I can see you have a cat at the property there. How's your cat going?
Well, it was at the start of the tenancy, but it's gone now.
Okay, well, because you have had a pet there throughout the tenancy, you will have to get a pest control done as well. Sunline Carpet Cleaning, they also do pest control, so they'll be able to do that at the same time. It'll be a bit cheaper for you as well because they're out there cleaning the carpets anyway.
Thanks for saving me money on that. I wouldn't have thought of that.
No worries at all. The last time I was out at your property, it was a couple of months ago now, but your lawns were pretty long there. How are your lawns looking at the moment? Are they tidy at the moment?
Well... They probably could be better.
Yeah, well, they will need to be done when you return the keys as well. So you'll need to do the lawns within a couple of days prior to you returning the keys or the day you return the keys. Being summer at the moment, they grow very quickly. So if you do them now, they'll need to be done before the end of the tenancy. I can give you some names and numbers of people that can mow the lawns for you, or are you wanting to do that yourself?
I'll get my lawnmower off my dad.
Righto, well, just make sure you do that. That again, that will speed up your bond refund process, so I don't have to get anyone out there to do that after you've returned the keys. Were there any maintenance items at the property that you're aware of that you haven't reported to me at this stage?
Well, it's not a big deal, but the toilet tends to continually run. I really didn't, you know, bother ringing you.
Okay, well, thanks for letting me know, because I'll just keep an eye on that when I go do the vacate inspection as well. So if you come across any other maintenance items when you're cleaning up, let me know. Maybe if you even leave a note on the kitchen bench with the maintenance items, that would be much appreciated. Also, I can see you've still got 1 week's rent owing up to the end of your tenancy, so you've got $250 that it's outstanding. Are you able to pay that before you return the keys as well?
You can't take that from the bond?
No, actually, we can't. What the bond there is for to attend to any repairs or cleaning after things. So I really want to get the full bond back to you. If I deduct the money for the rent and then cleaning from the bond, then it's not going to look great when you go to apply for another rental property, because it'll appear on your ledger there that money's been deducted from the bond. So if you can pay that rent money to us, and I can give you the full bond refund back, and that way it'll be the quickest process as well.
What are you saying? A question: when agents talk to each other about whether they'll have me as another tenant, they ask me, was my bond refunded in full?
That's right. They will ask that question, and if there's deductions from the bond, then the other agent may not look as favourably upon you as a tenant. So just to get that all out of the picture, if we give you full bond refund back, it's just really black and white then, and the other agent will know you've done fulfilled all your responsibilities as a tenant.
Oh, thank you. Full of help, mate. Lots of tips. Thanks.
No worries. You just need to return the keys to us as well on the day that you vacate. So you'll need to return those to our office up on level 3. So return those keys to us before 4 o'clock on the day you vacate. We'll get you to fill in an envelope with your forwarding address and all those details as well. So please just come to our office on level 3 at 49 Sherwood Road, and we'll get that all filled in for you.
Great, and I bring my carpet cleaning and pest control receipt to put in the bag too?
Yep, that's right, and we'll photocopy the keys to show which keys you've returned to us. So as I said, it's a couple of weeks before you move out. I might just give you another call just a few days before you move out, just to make sure everything's organised. But if you have any questions in the meantime or any troubles organising anything at all, please give me a call to let me know.
Oh, great. Oh, you give me a big help. Hopefully give me bond back straight away. Thanks, mate.
That's right. That's our goal, is to get that bond back to you as soon as possible. Thanks, George. I'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye.
So this here is recapping to why you would spend the 5 minutes to make a long pre-vacate call. And the reason being, Jeff?
Is because 5 minutes spent on the phone it will save you time in the future. If it saves you just one trip out to the property to go and check on some cleaning items, then that's probably saved you an hour. So 5 minutes spent now may save you an hour down the track, and it could end up saving you a lot more than an hour. It also could save you time in moving the new tenant in as well. If all the cleaning items are done and so forth, it'll save you time in the future. So 5 minutes spent now in the comfort of the office, in your air conditioning, is probably better off than spending an hour trudging out to the property to check the items.
So that's right. If you've got 20 vacates in 1 month and you have to go to the property once, compared to going to the property 2 to 3 times, and all of a sudden if you have to go there twice, then 20 vacates an hour round trip at least, you're up for 20 more hours that you've just wasted where you could have done a pre-vacate call. If you've got to go there 3 times, which sometimes happens, means that you then lost 40 hours, which is a whole week that you've lost in man time where you could have just made the call in 5 minutes and be done.